When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Okay, episode 9 of The Real Housewives of London has dropped, exclusive to HeyU, and still loving it. We've got the ladies return from the castle, and Juliet Mayhew has given everybody a little extras bill. Where do you stand? Where do you stand on this?
Oh my goodness. I'm with everyone else and with Nessie that she should have just covered that. You should not be giving your guests bills when you are hosting a trip. And like, we're talking like £40, £50, £100. It's not, you know.
She flew them there on a private jet. She owns shares in the castle and, or she's the primary shareholder or something, whatever she's saying. And then she gave them bills for one or two margaritas. Like, I feel like with that level of wealth, in a normal situation, I completely agree. You share the costs and that's how it is. But with that level of wealth, I feel like an extras bill is strange. We've seen sort of relationships. Juliet Angus has gone shopping for shoes with her daughter. I like seeing the backstories of these women. I like seeing them with their families. The way that they're doing it is really authentic. And then we saw at the end of the episode a lunch meeting between Amanda Cronin and Juliet Angus. And I have some notes about some of it. It spiraled quickly. And some of the insults: you live in a swamp, you're from a rat infested area, you're aging forward, which, oh my goodness. That cuts deep. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah. Yeah. You're aging like, forwards, bitch.
Aging forward. And the way it got really, do you remember on Ricky Lake when they just keep going with the same thing? You said it, you said, and they'd keep repeating. It got really like that. How like that they were just
back to Paddington, back to Paddington, back to Paddington. I love it.
They just kept going. The way that that fight went down at the end, I was glued to my screen. I loved the insults. Amanda, she cuts deep, but I think that she's a perfect housewife.
Yeah.
Loving the whole season.
Delivering so much. We've had an event for Juliet Mayhew's soap. So she's coming out with a lovely soap brand. And I love the little comments because it's Alice and Olivia, the fashion brand. And Juliet said the husbands need to buy their wives or girlfriends, you know, a couple of outfits. And I think it was Amanda said that, you know, you can buy your own. You know, I'm in a successful business. You know, the usual that comes out of her mouth, especially at the price point of Alice and Olivia. Like, no, the digs, so many digs. I just think that the back to Paddington thing for me, it's just, that is iconic. It will go down in Housewives history. You know, we've had all the mistress solicitor, master solicitor backstory with Panthea and her husband. One line that came from Juliet Mayhew's husband, Tiggy, and he said, always an excuse to have an argument. Like, that's what he was referring to with women. It's like, you have just summed up housewives. There is always an excuse to have an argument, and that is the point of the show, and that is where it's going. 10 out of 10. All the notes are positive. Don't change a thing. This show had better continue past season one, or I'm going to riot.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.